the lines of latitude are equidistant. They begin at the equator at zero, and they run up north toward the poles. So the 0 degree line of latitude is the equator, and then we go up toward the pole, and at the pole the line is 90 degrees. Each degree of latitude is 60 nautical miles. So if the equator is 0 and the North Pole is 90, that's 90 degrees. 90 times 6, or 9 times 6, is 5,400 nautical miles from the equator to the North Pole. The vertical lines, or meridians, called lines of longitude, all converge at the poles. Prime meridian, which is used as 0 degrees, passes through Greenwich, England. From this line, measurements are made easterly and westerly up to 180 degrees. So from this line, anything to the east is easterly, and anything to the west is westerly. When stating latitude and longitude, latitude is stated first. Chicago is approximately 42 degrees north latitude, 88 degrees west longitude. 1 degree is equal to 60 nautical miles. I refer to 1 degree of latitude because lines of latitude are parallel to each other, so you can measure distance along those lines very accurately. But lines of longitude converge at the poles, so 60 nautical miles between two lines of longitude is only 60 nautical miles at the equator. However, all lines of latitude, since they're parallel, equal 60 nautical miles per degree. Each degree is subdivided into 60 minutes. So each degree of latitude, each 60 nautical miles, is now divided into 60 minutes. So each minute of latitude is equal to 1 nautical mile. It's interesting to note here that time zones are divided into zones that are approximately 15 degrees of longitude. And this is irregular because of the communities nearby and boundaries, but the dividing lines are about 15 degrees of longitude. This makes a difference of exactly 1 hour between each time zone, because longitudinal meridians are used for designating time. A day on Earth is required for the Earth to make one complete revolution of 360 degrees, and since the day is divided into 24 hours, the Earth revolves at a rate of 15 degrees per hour. Noon is when the sun is directly above a particular meridian. West of that meridian is before noon, and east of that meridian is afternoon. We've already determined the distance from the equator to the North Pole, right? We can figure out how fast the Earth is rotating because we know now that in 1 hour the Earth rotates 15 degrees. There are 60 nautical miles per degree. You can say 60 miles times 15 is how many nautical miles per hour the Earth is rotating at the equator.